recording. We want to definitely preserve the information. And what I'm going to do is I'd want to take this opportunity to welcome everyone. And this is Earl Bell. And I'd like to say that we do these Republic Magazine webinars every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And today, we're very fortunate to have Payman with us with Freedom Law School. And he also does some radio. He does a whole bunch of things, conferences. He's a real committed, passionate patriot. He's very involved in this movement, has been now for a while. And he is holding a conference, the Freedom Law School Payman, what is the name of the conference that you're doing?
It's the 2010 Take Back America Health and Freedom Conference.
There you go. And one of the things that we wanted to do this time around, because we've worked with Payman now for a few years on events that he does and doing some cross-promotional things. And this year we wanted to really step things up and to be able to, if possible, feature each and every one of his speakers that he's having at the conference for a little preview. And this is the kickoff of that. And since Payman is the one that has created this conference event, we wanted to bring him on to do a couple of things. One is to kind of tell us a little bit about how he came to putting on conferences, some of how he became involved in this movement, even maybe going back to that point, and then giving us an overview of what we could expect with the upcoming conference. So with that, I want to bring Payman into the conversation. And Payman, if you would, so that those of us that are listening that do not know who you are or how you got involved in this, maybe flash back a little bit to how you became awakened to all of this and got involved and bring us up to now with what you're involved with.
Well, I started with all this, Earl, because I came to United States is in 1977 from Iran at the age of 14 to get educated. And when I ended up in university in my economics classes, I learned that in America we do not have a true free enterprise system. We're not really free the way we should be. We have a fascist socialist combination system. And as a result of that education, I became a libertarian like Congressman Ron Paul, got involved with the Libertarian Party back in 1989, as soon as I became a naturalized American citizen, and then got involved with the tax honesty movement back in 1992 when I heard that there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay income tax. And then after starting Freedom Law School in 1996, in 1999, I started having these annual freedom conferences to bring to the attention of Americans the real information that they want and need to know to live a free life. And now we've added, besides freedom, we've added issues of health and prosperity as well. We like to assist people to live prosperous and healthy lives as well. And so for the last 2 years, we're doing health and freedom conferences. And this is a four-day conference, Earl. It starts on Friday, March 12th, and it concludes on the evening of Monday, the 15th. And we have 17 great, knowledgeable speakers in various areas of health and freedom that we're bringing to the American people.
That's great, I'll tell you. There's a need for that type of thing, and I know that last year's was just unbelievably awesome. We were there, and of course we're going to be there again this year and be very involved in supporting it all the way through. And I think in looking at your list of different speakers, they're kind of a who's who in the Patriot movement and with dealing with the issues of either health or freedom or, of course, both. They're certainly intertwined, that's for sure. And what do you feel is your overall purpose or mission? If you were to put it into words, what do you feel that would be?
It's to our mission is to at Freedom Law School is to empower and educate people to live a free life. Ignorant people cannot be free because they don't know what's going on, they don't care, and they don't do anything about it. But those who are knowledgeable can live a free life. And also we added health because what good is freedom if you're in health, if you're diseased and in pain? You need to be healthy and free. And of course, if you're free and you're in total poverty, that doesn't do any good either. So we'd like to help you to reach at least some level of financial independence and prosperity that you can enjoy your life. That's what life, after all, is meant to be, a free, healthy life where we're taken care of and don't have to fight disease all the time and fight tyranny all the time and always worry about where our next food is going to come from.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, that's a really good mission. It definitely is. And from everything that I have seen through the years, you're definitely about that mission and certainly being very successful in the things that you do. And I want to let everybody know that, of course, we're speaking with Payman at Freedom Law School. And if you would like to, if you have a question for Payman today, all you need to do, if you're on the phone line, you'll just hit *2 on your phone keypad, and we'll see that you do have a question and that your line will be unmuted so that you can ask that question. If you are by the Internet, if you've come to us by the Internet, then what you'll do is just type your question into that small question box that is just under the link, and it'd be helpful if you put your city and state and maybe just a first name, and that way we'll have an idea of where you're from. And we'll make sure that the question gets answered. It's excellent to have the interaction, and that way what you're most curious about can be addressed. I know, Payman, that you have a particular topic that you'll be addressing at the upcoming event, and it seems like that is, can you live free of IRS fear and tyranny? I know you can't cover everything that you're going to cover there in this webinar, but certainly if you could give us either a little taste of it or an overview or some idea of what you're going to do and where you're going to go with that.
Well, I found, Earl, that the average American, like myself, has no understanding of the IRS and income taxes, just like other areas of law like traffic tickets and what the government agents can or cannot do to them. And so as a result of that, they end up getting abused and hurt and the money stolen by the government. But if people know what those procedures are, what the steps they can take properly to win, they can win. They can get the IRS and the government off their back. Now, although at Freedom Law School we do focus on all areas of freedom, we focus the most on the IRS because it, after all, affects most everybody. And so we talk about the basic things you can do, what you cannot do. For example, we teach in our courses why if people get letters like a notice of deficiency or a collection due process hearing, why people should go and challenge the IRS's actions in those opportunities, because usually you cannot challenge the IRS's actions at all. The law is very much written against the citizen in that you cannot challenge taxes at all, except in those rare occasions specifically allowed by law, by Congress. So I educate people about these things, and of course in our courses we go over them a lot more detail, but at the conference I'll have more time to go over some of those basic things, and so people are not living in fear wondering, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow. People call me, Earl, thinking, oh, they're going to come take my house tomorrow, are they going to attack me and arrest me, what happens if they attack me? And I'll tell them, what do you mean attack you? They could have just burst through your doors. There's got to be reasons why that happens. There's procedures they have to follow before they do these kind of things. So people can really have a lot more peace and know what the situation with the government is if they know the basics of the law and their rights. Not to be a lawyer, not to be an attorney, but know enough to handle, suppose, like changing air and tire on your car. Everybody should be able to check the air and tire on the car, but without having to be a mechanic. That type of a thing, Earl.
That's really good. That is. One thing that I wanted to mention right now for everyone listening is that we did have a little bit of a glitch in our system when we initially started the webinar, and the link, our webmaster had just written a note to me saying that there was a difficulty, but he's fixed it now. So anyone that was trying to access us on the internet, you can now, no difficulty. The link is there and fully functioning, and you can access it that way and then also submit questions via the internet should you so choose. So I just thought I would let everybody know that. Also to let you know that the replay of this will be available after the webinar. You'll find that along with all of our past webinars listed there. We make sure that the information is getting out and continuing to get out. And with that payment, I did also want to mention that a gentleman came on just before the call and informed me that we're being simultaneously broadcast to a Christian network that goes into all over the U.S. and a number of other countries. So that's kind of nice. And then we also have our webmaster has a local shortwave broadcast that he puts it out through. So we get relayed. We get a lot of coverage here beyond what we would normally realize. So we always appreciate those efforts that people do to get the word out. That's what it takes. All of us cooperating together, because it's the many of us combined with each of our efforts, they're going to turn this big battleship around. And I think we're beginning to see the start of that now. What do you think, Payman?
As far as, repeat that again, please.
As far as turning things around.
Well, that's exactly what it takes, is the word of mouth is essential. In fact, let me give a comparison, Earl, of our Great Depression in America with the situation in Iran. There is a revolution going on in Iran where millions of people are getting out in the streets and demonstrating against the government's illegality in so many ways. And the people who are on the streets, Earl, are generally 15 to 30 years old. The youth of the country is awake, and they're out there wanting their freedom. In America, the youth of America is by and large distracted with sports and soap operas. Generally, the males are distracted with sports and females with soap operas and movies and beauty and things like that. Well, you know, all those things are wonderful. Nothing wrong with them. It's healthy to have some entertainment in our lives. We need that break. But not to the such a emphasis, focus, that people do not know the basic rights and freedom are being fleeced. We have this Great Depression where there's a lot of unemployment going on right now in America, and it's going to get a lot worse. And so we need to wake up our future generation. That's why this conference, we have made it available free of charge to everybody. We have a lot of great speakers with very valuable, useful information, things that people want and need to know. But in order to get people in the door, and there's only room for 500 people, we're having it be available to everybody free of charge. If they can donate, we'd like to donate beforehand, if not at the conference, hopefully, so we don't end up losing money at this conference. We can make it available to people again. But people, what they ought to do, Earl, is to go to the conference website, which is freedomlawconference.org, and get more details about the conference. That's freedomlawconference.org. There's all the information is about all the 17 great speakers, about all the classes, all the speeches. There's going to be, you know, registration information there. The hotel is right by Ontario Airport. They'll pick you up free of charge to take you to the hotel. So we've done everything to make things easy for people to be there and bring their children, their grandchildren, nephews, nieces, friends, family members. The key thing is, though, that we, because we have room only for 500 people, people need to register as soon as possible and reserve the space and make a donation if they of any kind, because of the limited space, we're going to end up, we believe, having to turn away people. And we're going to have to make room for those people who donated before those who did not donate. So I'd like to suggest to everybody to make some kind of a donation and then register, save your space, and we look forward to being with you on March 12th through 15th at the Hilton Hotel by Ontario Airport in Southern California.
Well, you know, you've done a really good job. I know you got the special rates, room rates, and all sorts of things. You know, it's just you certainly handle it down to the details. And in attending several of your conferences in the past, I can say that they're top-notch. The speakers give incredible information, very helpful and informative and stimulating information, and some of it pretty hard-hitting. I mean, they don't hold back. They go ahead and give it out because people need to know exactly what's going on. So I really appreciate your intention of bringing those types of speakers forward for us to participate with. And it's kind of nice, too, because the association, meeting the other participants, as well as being able to access the speakers on a one-on-one where, you know, between activities that are going on, that you can have some conversation with them. And if you're lucky enough, maybe you can have lunch or, you know, a cup of coffee or something with one of the speakers and spend some special time. It's really a good opportunity. So, you know, I would say if you would, Payman, maybe give us some idea of a little bit more of a breakdown of some of the folks that are going to be there or some of the specific topics that are going to be covered. I know you do have a full-page ad that's going to be in our next issue, issue number 18 of Republic Magazine, the North American Union, and that issue is almost to go over to the printer and get printed out and get shipped out. So we're just about right there. But anyway, if you could maybe hit some high points for us. We will be covering a lot of those speakers over the days ahead. In fact, we have Tom Cryer tomorrow and Walter Buren. They're two of your speakers. Walter Buren's going to be on Thursday, and they're really looking forward to sharing with us those times, too. Maybe some idea of some of the other folks and topics, Payman, that are ahead.
Sure, I'll be happy to. You know, these speakers that we have, this conference, as you mentioned, Earl, many of them are people that have written for Republic Magazine over the last few years, and the readers of Republic Magazine are familiar with them. And as you said, they get to hear and meet them in person and ask questions about these issues that they are interested in person. As you mentioned, the constitutional income tax lawyer who beat the IRS personally, Tom Cryer, will be there. We will have on the issue of income tax Steve Hempling of the Free Enterprise Society and the former ex-IRS special agent Joseph Bannister. In fact, Mr. Bannister, along with myself and Sean O'Connor, he will be conducting an all-day class on the U.S. Constitution and the income tax. This will be the first time ever that Mr. Bannister has conducted an all-day class and given all of his inside tidbit information about how the IRS, and in particular IRS's Criminal Investigation Division, operates. He'll share those information in that class. And we will also talk about how to stop a home foreclosure and get your home notes back. Believe it or not, folks, people are right now getting their houses back because banks have passed on this foreclosure, these mortgage notes to so many different parties, have sold them off. The actual mortgage note, they cannot be found in many cases out there. So many of you will be interested in that issue. We have Gary Franchi, who's been editor of Republic magazine, writing for the magazine for a long time. He'll be speaking about the concentration camps having been built in USA. As you mentioned, Walter Burian will be talking about the government hiding trillions of dollars, our tax dollars by the federal, state, and local governments on the issue of the Great Depression and the money banking problem we have. Byron Dale, an expert on the subject of money and banking and author of the book Bashed by the Bankers, will share a wonderful solution to this Great Depression that we're in. He will explain the nature of money and banking and the solution we need to make things happen. And our banker speakers, we have two very sought-after speakers. One of them is Dr. Orly Tate, a medical doctor and an attorney, who has sued President Obama in more than one court in California and other places, trying to get Obama to come and simply show that he is a natural-born American citizen, because that's a requirement of anybody who wants to be the president of the United States. You know, Earl, I could not be the president of the United States no matter if 300 million people voted for me, because I'm not a natural-born citizen. I was not born here. I became naturalized in 1989 at the age of 27. So Obama, you know, all he has to do is approve and provide his birth certificate that he was born in America, but he's never, ever done that. Why he hasn't done that? What's been the result? What's going to happen? Well, Dr. Orly Tate in person will speak about all this on Saturday, the 13th of March, at our banquet dinner. And our health side of the conference, our banquet speaker will be Dr. Attorney Scott Tipps, who is the president of the National Health Federation. And the National Health Federation, this organization is very unique. They really keep up what's going on with all the laws that affect our rights, our health rights, what we can and cannot do. And he'll talk about how the new health reform care laws that are passing or may pass are going to affect our lives. Of course, that's going to be an ever-changing thing. But right now, this great juncture where they're trying to pass this health care reform, Mr. Tipps will give us the latest, most accurate information about what's being passed and what we can do to maximize our health care choices to live healthy. And we're going to have six great speakers on health, which I'm going to name for you, Earl. First, we'll have Mark McAfee, who is the founder of the Organic Pastors, share why raw milk is far superior to pasteurized and homogenized milk, how cooking the milk it destroys so many of the goodness of the raw milk. And Romeo Nagel will speak about a cure for tooth decay. Now, people think I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding with you folks. You can cure tooth decay by following what Romeo Nagel has discovered. In fact, what he discovered, it comes from really Dr. Weston F. Price. And I've tried it myself, and it's worked. Okay, I've cured or prevented the root canal from happening by using Romeo Nagel's advice and input on how to cure tooth decay. Dr. Nancy Appleton will speak about the sugar, the sweet suicide. And truly, you know, people think that fats are bad, but fats are not your enemy. Animal fats, saturated fats are not your enemy. They're your friends. The real enemy is the sugars. And Dr. Nancy Appleton, a certified nutritionist, will share why so many of modern man's diseases, like cancer, heart attack, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, and more, are caused by sugar. Another one of my great speakers will be Dr. Tim O'Shea, a doctor of chiropractic, who is an expert on vaccines and their dangers. and who discussed, you know, what's the problem with the flu vaccine in particular, which being really promoted very aggressively out there by the pharmaceutical industry and the media and the government. And, you know, to give some information before you take that flu vaccine, give it some thought, give it some education, information that Dr. Timoshe will be sharing with you. We'll have how to eat healthy, practical ways of making modern, nutritious meals. Holly Greenwood will talk about that. Even though we're on the run, folks, we're busy. You can eat healthy despite the fact that you're on the run, so you can be healthy. Kim Thompson will share about how you can achieve optimal flexibility and posture and fitness and physical ability. Folks, no matter what your age, you don't have to get old and become tight bodies, and you cannot turn your neck, you have to turn the whole body and not be able to bend down and squat, all these things. Folks, you can be, you know, older and mature and healthy. And if you start young, it's easier and better, but even in advanced age, there's a lot you can do. And Dr. Kim Thompson will share that. And that's our Saturday, Sunday roundup of and Friday roundup of our classes. But on Monday, the 15th, Earl, we're going to have two great classes. People are going to want to be in either one of those classes. One will be by Sally Fallon, the president of Weston A. Price Foundation, about why, you know, butter is the number one health food, the vital role of high cholesterol foods, why low-fat and vegan diets don't work, dangers of soy foods and in the soy infant formula, the conspiracy to promote vegetable oils and hydrogenated fats, and foods that can help babies and people grow to be strong and smart. Unfortunately, the modern diet, the modern commercialized diet that's been promoted out there is not the way to go, and that causes so much disease. And so Dr. Sally Fallon will do a wonderful job of explaining how to be free of disease and be healthy. That's going to be an all-day class from 9 to 5. And then on Monday, March 15th, I will be doing a parallel class on how to prosper in this Great Depression. The fact is, folks, that in this Great Depression, a lot of people are going to be hurt. You don't have to be one of them. You could be one of those that can prosper in this Great Depression. Some people will prosper. And this Great Depression, folks, will last 12 to 15 years. We're only into this thing only for the last 3 years. We're just getting going. About another 10 years or so is left, maybe longer. So we're going to share how this Great Depression came to be, what, how long it lasts, why it will last, what kind of things you can do to protect your job, your investments, your business, how you can prosper, avoid losses, and really, folks, if you can become prosperous, then you can maybe help the freedom movement, with some of the newfound prosperity that we hope to help you bring about for yourself for having the knowledge. And all of this, as I mentioned, Earl, we do not require anybody to pay up front. We want to get everybody in the door. We'd like to ask people to donate, though, to help us cover the $50,000 cost of organizing this event and putting it together, Earl. And Republic Magazine is one of our great co-sponsors promoting it. And, folks, come bring your friends, family members, number one, folks, and let's get together once a year, because this is truly a one-of-a-kind of an event. No other organization in America that I'm aware of does a conference like this anymore. It's not happening. People from all across America and beyond fly into Southern California to attend this event and hear this wonderful speakers who we've brought for you at one location for you to meet in just a few days.
You know, the thing that strikes me about that is you know, the fact that you are obviously not doing this, you know, you're not in it for the big money, big bucks and all that. Obviously, you have a real ticket on it, and it would just be all about the money, but it's not. You know, you want to get the message out. You want to get people involved, and you're willing to extend it out, like you said, at no charge, so that people will not be prevented from coming because of money, and this word can get out, and this can occur. I would say also the other thing that strikes me about your event, this very unique, is that you're not afraid to have people who may rattle the cage of things a little bit. Some of the folks in the freedom movement may have certain common conceptions, even though they are alternative to the mainstream view. Sometimes we even get misinformation, or maybe something gets twisted off a little bit to not be totally correct or accurate, and that can be in the area of health, as Payman was touching on, some common misconceptions about what's healthy and what's not. And some of these people will really make you think very long and hard about some of the things that you believe really are healthy and some of the things you think really aren't healthy. Also, some of the things that are going on politically and otherwise, maybe we have some conceptions there that can stand a little bit of additional information added in so that we can make better decisions and have a greater understanding. So I really appreciate that about you, and you're not afraid, even if it's something that initially doesn't seem as popular or people go, "What? I can't believe that." When they come in and hear it out, they go, "Oh, wow, now I see." And that's really good. I appreciate that because I believe in doing that. I don't believe in holding back. If you've got truth, it's got to be presented no matter how it seems initially.
Well, thank you. That's why, you know, Republic Magazine and so many others are helping us put this event together, because we got to get this information out to the American people. And the people who attend this conference are not going to forget it. I've had people come to our conferences and they say, "Payman, you just couldn't do justice by telling me how good it was. It's much better that you could ever and attempted to describe it to me." To be there with all these 17 great speakers, very knowledgeable people about all these issues in hand, firsthand. You know, it doesn't happen. You know, every day you cannot make it happen. And every year we bring a different variety of speakers. If they want to get an idea, by the way, Earl, of how good our speakers are, they can go to one of our websites, livefreenow.tv, and they get to hear some of our previous conference speakers. From the year 2000 and 2006, we have all those speakers on our website, so they can get to see the kind of events that we do, the kind of speakers that we have there. And folks, let me remind you of this. You're going to be coming to these conferences, most people, because you're particularly interested in maybe 2 to 4 speakers and topics. But let me share this with you folks. It's not just the ones that you think you know that you're interested. It's the other speakers that you don't think you're interested that you're going to come in here and say, "Oh my gosh, that is so important. That is so important. That is such a useful information. I'm glad I came and hear this speaker also as well." And that's what the wonderful thing about these conferences is. We bring you such a variety of speakers that you're going to find the ones that you want to hear. You're going to get more out of them, and you're going to find new ones that you are so glad they came in and hear them as well.
You know, I really agree with that, because I think we all can look at an event, we can look at anything and say, "Well, let's say I'm interested in that and that and that, but not that, that, and that." And it was so surprising and exciting and refreshing to me to experience these ones that I had less of an excitement about and go, "Oh my gosh, I'm glad I heard that." It really is. So I know that you've thought very carefully about who you're going to select and who you're going to have present, and you've put together quite a lineup. So I would say don't count anybody out at all. Count everybody in.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the thing is that some people can look at this and say, "Wow, we're still a ways off from this conference." But do you realize we're just barely over a month away from it, and the way time passes, the next thing you know, it'll just about be here. So that's why we wanted to get started now with letting people know what this event is all about. And I know we haven't touched too much on the types of things that, say, Freedom Law School does, you know, what the other things that you're involved with. I know really focused on the conference itself. I know you did mention some of the things you're going to be presenting on there at the event, but maybe help us understand a little bit more about some of the other projects and activities that you normally work with and the services that you provide both individually and more widely.
Well, Freedom Law School, what we do is, number one, we educate people about freedom, about law, about the rights, about the U.S. Constitution. And we focus not just on the income tax, but on areas like traffic tickets, how to beat them, how to not have to use or give your slave surveillance number to the government. That's the infamous Social Security number, how to sue and jail criminal government agents, and so much more, like court procedure. People have used our courses in just regular litigation, lawsuits, because they found we teach in the procedures of the court and the administrative agencies how to handle all that. So education is our backbone of what we do as Freedom Law School. At our website, livefreenow.org, they will find the classes listed there in more detail. But what we also did back in 2001, Earl, is we created these freedom packages that combine the education that we put together along with the education of other organizations, and with consultation and support and representation to actually get the government, especially the IRS, off people's back, because so often people want to fight the government and the IRS, but they don't know how to do it. And so, you know, having the paralegals and attorneys that know what to do and do it properly, it's difficult to find out there. So we've networked with the very best paralegals and attorneys in America and make them available to our students so they don't have to worry about the IRS or the state income tax agencies coming down their neck and take their stuff or try to, you know, put them away. You know, we can really have, you know, a peace of mind and beat these guys by having the right education and the right support. In fact, if people go to our website, Earl, at livefreenow.org, on the top right under victories, they can see many of our actual victories listed there. We won cases of 300,000, 500,000 or more. We had cases where not only we beat the IRS, but the IRS had to refund the money they illegally took, or they're about to take the money illegally. We stopped them, and they dared take the money to begin with. And all this is possible by freedom lovers educating themselves and working with each other on all this. And that's something that we encourage people to do, is to get with like-minded freedom lovers across the country. And by coming to these conferences, Earl, they're going to meet a lot of other freedom-minded people like themselves in person, even from their own neighborhood. Even if you're coming from Florida or New York, folks, we're going to have people from all over America be at this conference. So don't hesitate to come and make a reservation just because you live a long ways away.
Yes, and it seems that in past years we even had some people that flew in and were here from other countries. So it's very interesting how people will participate. I wanted to remind everybody that, of course, speaking with Payman with Freedom Law School, and I wanted to say that if you do have we invite everybody to join in on this and this conversation that we're having, and your input and your questions are very essential, of course, and we appreciate them if you do have them. So if you have a question for Payman and you're on the phone bridge line, just go ahead and dial *2 on your phone keypad, and we'll see that you would like your line unmuted, and we'll do so that you can converse with Payman. And if you come to us by way of the internet, there's a question box right under the link that you utilize, and just go ahead and type your question in there and submit it to us, and we'll make sure that question gets asked. And I wanted to say, Payman, there may be some people. I know it doesn't seem like there's anyone, but there are a few people out there, more than we think sometimes, that for whatever reason they don't have or internet access, or they're just not proficient with the internet, is there perhaps any type of phone number or other way for people to contact you if they're not internet savvy?
Sure, they can call Freedom Law School at 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. And also, Earl, we have a weekly conference call on Tuesday nights in which we answer people's questions about all these issues free of charge, about any questions about the government or bureaucratic abuse of power, the IRS, your rights, traffic tickets, state income tax agencies. We want to help, and we answer people's questions free of charge. That's Tuesdays, every Tuesday at 6 o'clock Pacific time zone, 9 o'clock Eastern time zone. And the call goes 1 hour to 3 hours, as long as it takes to answer everyone's questions. And the number to call the conference call is area code 712-432-3900. And once they get there, the conference room number they need to punch in on their telephone keypad is 460-421. And again, the number is area code 712-432-3900. And the conference room number is 460-421. This is our way of, Earl, to try to, you know, talk to people directly and help them with their questions and have other people learn from their questions and answers as well. There's a lot, of course, available on our website at livefreenow.org, especially under the part called Educational Material and Frequently Asked Questions. There's a lot of information there available, but we invite people to take advantage of the free information, educational material on our website and our sister website, livefreenow.tv, and then call our conference call number if they have any more questions.
Great. Well, we have Samir in Chicago via the internet saying, my family is in Ayurveda and herbal and natural products in India with terrific health products with very reasonable pricing. Can you help us market them in the U.S.? Well, that's a different question. I don't know. If you have any comment to that or anything.
Well, I'm not in that line of marketing health products, but I think what he probably wanted to do is attend the conference and bring some of those products there. We have room for vendors there at our the 2010 Take Back America Health and Freedom Conference. So I would like to suggest that, you know, bring maybe reserve a table and bring those tables, the material to that table, and this is a chance for him to see how much there's interest in those products and spices and everything from India. I'm sure there's a lot of people who would consider those if they have an option, if they see it.
That's a good idea. That really is, and I think that just coming there and making a presence would definitely create some incredible connections, because there are all kinds of people that come to this that are more activist level, and they're doers. They're people that have connections and can make things happen, so it'd be a great place. One of the things that struck me, too, is it's very exciting going to your conferences because of even the vendors, just going around to those different tables and meeting and seeing what they're offering. That's terrific in and of itself.
Yeah, exactly. The kind of vendors that we have at these events are the kind that are not easily found out there in one location. They're the stuff that you don't find in your supermarket shelves or in a Main Street store. So it's to give people a chance to check out these products and services that otherwise they would not have an opportunity to know that they even exist, and things that they really want or need because they're freedom and health oriented.
Yes, absolutely. JW asks, are your practices similar to Winston Shrout's? Do you use the Uniform Commercial Code and the straw man legal person areas of law?
That's a very good question. And no, we don't use the straw man or Uniform Commercial Code. And and I don't like to name individuals about all these things or comment about individuals, because in the freedom movement, we all need to work together despite whatever difference of opinion we may have on practical, strategic, or legal issues. But the fact of the matter is that, unfortunately, in the freedom movement, there's a lot of what I call patriot mythologies. In other words, theories of law that sound wonderful and make sense on their face, but in practice are baseless. For example, on the issue of Santa Claus and Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny, I can provide lots of proof for you about Santa Claus and Tooth Fairy Easter Bunny. The only proof that's missing is the proof that they exist. They simply don't exist. And the assumption that the Uniform Commercial Code has something to do with the income tax, for example, is absolutely non-existent. There is no connection about people trying to make it up. They claim that the government created a straw man. Well, they never did that. There is a straw man, just like there was a guy named Saint Claus, who now they became Santa Claus. But Saint Claus was nothing like the guy, bearded, white-bearded guy in the red and white clothing that comes from North Pole with a reindeer on a sleigh to, you know, and brings gifts. That's a commercial that's made up phony Santa Claus when there was a Saint Claus. Well, there is a concept called straw man in the legal in law. Yeah, there is such a thing. But there is no straw man that the government created for you to capture and to, you know, do stuff with it, you know. And also there is a treasury account out there, for example, but you know, there's no treasury account for each of us that people can get access to and try to get the money back from, or people do things like 1099 OID process. There's a lot of mythologies out there, Earl, and that's one of our biggest concerns, is that we're not taught about how to look up and verify legal claims in the law library or on the Internet for ourselves. So that's why on the front page of our website, we put how to use a law library class. That's part of our level one basic course. We put that on our website for free for everybody to view or download. We used to charge for this class, but now it's available for free. So I invite this gentleman not to believe anything I said, not to believe his other gentleman he's looking at, but to verify anybody's claim, me, the government, or someone on Internet for themselves by looking it up for themselves in a law library or on Internet. One common law library source for free is called FindLaw, findlaw.com. If you go there, and on the top right there's a tab for professionals, click on that tab, and you can be able to find so much of the court cases and the codes and statutes that people mention out there. You can go find them for yourself, and guess what? Read them for yourself. It's plain English. You don't have to take anyone's word for it, folks. And if you do that, you're going to find that all these silver bullets that are offered to health, wealth, and freedom don't work, folks. You know, you want to be healthy, you're going to have to eat good food. You have to quit eating junk food. There's no way around it. You cannot just get a multi-level pill and be healthy by, you know, eating junk food and not eating healthy foods. And you cannot become rich by learning something about, you know, how money works. You got to come learn how money works and investments work. Have some idea about that. And you cannot be free by remaining ignorant and just take someone's silver bullet answer. You know? So, you know, the problem is that we all want those wonderful things to be free, but they're not. They require either you pay the price yourself to learn and do those things, or pay someone else to do it for you. Most Americans do not have enough money to pay someone else to do it for them. So at Freedom Law School, Earl, we try to empower people to help themselves, educate themselves to health, wealth, and freedom. So I hope that answers the question about the straw man and UCC issue.
I would think it would. And, you know, certainly if anyone that is participating in this conversation through questions, if you have a further question or whatever was answered, it didn't quite touch on where you were seeking to go, then you're certainly welcome to submit more to clarify even further. It's interesting because you touched on the name Santa Claus earlier, and this name is the next question that popped up. It's Santi and Yelm.
Okay.
That was funny, but anyway, it says, "Hi, it is my understanding that when you open a bank account, the small letter tells you to abide by the Federal Reserve rules, which in turn tells you to agree to voluntarily pay taxes. So that is what makes taxes legal, and the only way out is not to have bank accounts, opt out, etc. Can you comment on this, and then there's a little bit more?"
Sure. Let me comment on that first before going to the second part.
That's it, yeah.
Let me give an example of that. Personally, back in 1992, I started in a tax honesty movement by that exact theory that this person is telling. That was proposed by a group called the Pilot Connection Society. And they claimed that was their theory. And I paid $1,500 of $1,992 dollars, which is like probably like $3,000 today, to get that package of how to do this thing properly to cancel the adhesion contract, supposedly that tied me into the system, cancel all bank accounts and so on, all that stuff. And I did that. Of course, these people themselves got indicted and went to jail. Philip Marsh and his wife Marlene, who promoted that, went to jail. This theory was put out by a guy named George Mercier. And then George Mercier theory just basically was baseless. That's simply not so. Again, read the bank contract, supposedly the signature card. It doesn't say that you abide by the rules of the Federal Reserve or the income tax, or somehow the Federal Reserve rules require you to follow up income tax. There is no such thing there. People just make up these claims out of thin air because it sounds wonderful to them. It to them intuitively makes sense, but it's not so. And then about 8 months later, I came across another gentleman who claimed that I could become a sovereign state citizen, not a U.S. citizen. And so I had to pay him $800 to get his package. And I told him flat out, well, how do I know you are right and the other guy is wrong? You know, help me be able to verify this for myself, you know. I can evaluate this for myself. He didn't. All he told me was, I am right because I am right. That's it. Just ego, you know. That's not a way to help people. Well, I had no choice. I was thirsty with knowledge of truth. I want to know the answers for myself. And I figured, well, if the only way I can find out the answer is to buy his package about sovereign citizenship too and read it and figure it out, I guess I'll have to do that. So I paid $800 for his package as well. Meanwhile, in those early mid-1990s, I spent thousands more on other seminars with other people about common law versus admiralty maritime jurisdiction arguments that related to the supposed bankruptcy of the United States and UCC back in 1930s. Arguments about not using zip code on our mail. Arguments that, you know, we gotta object when they put our names in IRS letters in all capital letters. That that's supposedly a dead corporate fictional entity. You know, the Buck Act argument, you know, the straw man, redemption, expatriation, repatriation, missing 13th Amendment theory, Article III court theory, using care of or non-domestic or sui juris in front or back of our addresses, and so much more. I was the guy that spent the thousands. I was willing to pay, you know, because I knew there's no free lunch, and I wanted to know the truth for myself. And I found that eventually when I went to the law library and looked these theories up, they were all baseless, you know. The real law is there. The Constitution of the United States is still the supreme law of the land. So is the Declaration of Independence, you know. And that's why at Freedom Law School, Earl, our level one basic course comes with a 90-day unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. And the reason we do that, because At Freedom Law School, we know we are putting solid information, and we're willing to put our money where our mouth is with such a generous 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee so people can start knowing the law for themselves, and they quit going from this place to the other space and waste their time and money with these individuals who just put out these basis theories that get people in trouble. People call us all the time, Earl, when they've done these theories and they find out it doesn't work, you know, and they come to us and we have to dig them out of that messed up situation to help them out, and we want to avoid that. Again, that's why the class on how to use a law library is at the front page of our website at livefreenow.org. It's only about 5 hours, folks. That's it, easy to use. On audio and video, go to livefreenow.org, and right there on the front page is a link to how to use a law library. Do that, folks. Then you don't have to take my word for anything.
Very good. Okay. And as I looked at what I thought was the second part of the question, it was just a repeat of the same question. So we'll move on to Samir in Chicago. How much is the pricing for a vendor table?
Vendor tables are $400 for one table, and $300 for each additional table.
Okay. All right. And that's, of course, through the whole event. So
that's right. And they could be there for 2 days or all 4 days. You know, let me tell you this. Sally Fallon of Weston and Price Foundation, she's very popular in the health movement. And there's a lot of people who are coming Monday just to hear her do all-day class. This is the first time that she's spoken at a conference where her class is being offered free of charge. So a lot of people are going to come just on Monday to hear her because, you know, they got, in my opinion, the really the best information on true nutrition and health out there, because Dr. Price, you know, found out how come why was it that the native people of the world who lived the same as way as the ancestors were all healthy, no heart attack, no diabetes, no cancer, no arthritis, and had beautiful straight teeth and no cavities practically, almost non-existent, yet the modern man has all his diseases and tooth cavity. He found those, Dr. Weston Price, and that information is now being shared with the average American, how we can live the way of the native people, eat like them, so that we be healthy like they were.
Okay.
So there's all 4 days. I recommend folks really plan to come all 4 days if you can.
Well, I know, I remember when I went to your Monday event, I think the first time I went was a couple of years ago, and it was tremendous. And it was interesting because we had, I think you'd been on a radio show that the evening before, that Sunday night or something, and you made some kind of special offer. And although it was a station that has people that normally don't hear as much of, they hear a little bit of this type of information, but not to the extent of that you present. And they, I'll tell you, there's some wide eyes there that next day when those people came in and listened to that. And I talked to a few of them, and they said, wow, why don't we get this through that radio station we listen to? We think it's alternative, but, boy, we never heard stuff like this. And so it was a real eye-opener for them. Yeah, I appreciate the fact that you do reach out into other areas and cooperate with a lot of different types of groups and activities that are going on. And that's, you hit upon that earlier, that's what it's going to take to turn this thing around faster and faster, is more and more of us cooperate together, because together we have the numbers and we can do it combined rather than splintered all over the place.
Exactly.
It's time for the splintering to end, isn't it, Damon?
It really is time for all of us to come together. You know, the bankers own the system. It's time to get our country back. This Great Depression is waking people up while they're losing their homes, while they're losing their jobs, while their neighbor and friends are losing their homes and jobs, and family members, folks. You know, we all know someone who's been hurt by the Great Depression. This is caused by the big banks, the Wall Street banksters that, you know, have their own politicians, the government. You know, our food system, commercialized food system, is also owned by this super rich. It's time for us to wake up. We got to wake up and take action, Earl, and, you know, return America to greatness that it was meant to be for each of us to enjoy for ourselves, our families, and our fellow countrymen.
Certainly. Well, I know we're close on the hour point, and we do have just a few more questions. I don't know what your time is, but if you if your schedule is such that you need to go, then we'll not go to those questions. But if you have a few more moments, we will. It's up to you.
I got time. Well, I left extra time, Earl, because I figured that there may be more questions. So let's take these questions before we end our interview.
Okay, that's great. We have Dan Thrower in Lacona, New York. Do you have courses which could be taught in a Bible Institute as part of an Associate of Arts degree offered by the network?
Absolutely. Our courses could be done that way. But remember, the courses I was teaching in the 1990s have all been now recorded on audio CD and are available on audio CD for you to listen while you drive, while you exercise, or some other passive activity. So that's the way they're going to be done. And if they want the class to be taught, well, if you get a large group of people together, I'll be happy to come to a live seminar in your area. If you can get 100 people there, maybe for 1 or 2 days, myself, Joel Bannister, Tom Cryer, I know all these experts. We come around and do seminars across the country. In fact, the 27th and 28th of February, I'll be just doing a seminar with Sean O'Connor and the former IRS Special Agent Joseph Bannister on income tax and the U.S. Constitution. So if you're in the Northwest especially, don't miss our seminar at the end of February, the 27th and 28th in Portland, Oregon, and the 28th in Seattle.
You know, I've commenting on that. I've been to some of those, whatever you want to call them. It's not really a road show, but where you go to different areas and present. And, you know, people like Tom Cryer and Bannister and others, and they are quite good. You get quite a bit in a short period of time there, and it's well worth taking advantage of. So definitely, if it's coming anywhere near your area and you can participate, it's a real treat. We have John Pierce in Lexington, Kentucky. Is this webinar being recorded for later listening? I got on late and missed the first 45 minutes. Oops, new subscriber, John Pierce. Okay. Yes, John, it is. And I wanted to mention that the replay of this one will be posted shortly after the webinar is complete. And you would find this one as well as all of our previous ones at republicmagazine.com/webinar. And there's a treasure trove, a literal library of past webinars there on all sorts of people, many of people that Payman has had speak at his events. And there's such an education there, a lot of stimulating information. Go and check those out. You can actually either just click and listen, or you can download them to your desktop. And I really encourage you to get those out, share them with other people, because that's the way this movement and this information spreads. It's from one to another, and the major media is not going to do it for us, so we've got to do it ourselves. We are the media, and the truth media, I should say.
Well, let me elaborate on that. In
yes.
Iran, the media is officially censored. They just close down any newspaper who even attempts to give any hint of the truth. So, you know, and the Internet is also, in Iran, is censored heavily as much as they can. But guess what? People still manage to get the word out by word of mouth, by telling their friends, by emailing their friends. You know, everybody has maybe 20, 30 people on the email list. They just forward that to their friends. So, folks, what I'd like to invite you to do is to go to freedomlawconference.org, the conference website, and just say, tell people, look, one sentence or paragraph, you got to go check out and be at this conference with me. Here's a link to it. Go check it out. You know, that's how they do it in Iran. We have a much more free media in comparison to Iran. Of course, we don't have a free media here, but they have much more oppression going out there. Media is much more tightly controlled, yet people get out there because the word of mouth is happening. So, folks, as Earl said, we are the media. We are the word of mouth. We are all John reviewers out there. So get out there, get this information, tell your friends about the commerce coming up, and let's meet. And we want to do this commerce all across the country. And if this commerce is a success, rather than getting a hotel room for 500 people, Next time we can get a conference hall for 2,000 people. We can then maybe get a stadium for 5 or 10,000 people, folks. That's where we want to go. That's where we need to go. And, folks, it's going to happen if you make it happen, just like Iran. Go watch news on Iran, the demonstrations since June of last year in Iran, folks, about freedom that's been going on there. It's happening with word of mouth. Let's do the same thing here in America, folks.
Absolutely. And we have JW saying, I am willing to use anything to fight tyranny. I have bookmarked your website. Thank you for your insight, and Republic Magazine for the info. Keep it up. I have used the UCC to beat speeding tickets and car insurance noncompliance. Did you want to comment on that?
If something's worked for you, I'm glad it's worked for you. But remember this. Sometimes the argument can be off base, and you can win just because you are resisting, just because you go out there with some confidence, with your attitude that, hey, I'm a free individual, I'm a sovereign. You're not allowed to just step on me like an ant, like you do with most people. But I'm not afraid of you. That in itself makes a difference. And I've seen people use arguments like UCC, which do not relate to traffic tickets, and beat them. You know, and sometimes the courts don't want to deal with you, don't want to mess with you. They just got so many other cases, and they don't want to take up their time. So, okay, fine, let's get rid of this one guy and beat the one ticket. So I'm glad it has worked for you, but my friend, learn the real law and procedure, folks. We'll provide it for you, as much of it as possible. We'll give it away to you for free at our website at livefreenow.org. But if you really want to know about the law and your rights, please start with our first course, which is called A Practical Road to Freedom, from Oppressive Taxation and Control Level 1. That comes with a 90-day, 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. It's only $300. It doesn't even cost that much. So start with that, and then, folks, go from the fort. I'd love to see you having a lot more success living a free life. That makes me so happy, Earl, when I hear our students said, hey, man, I use your information, I use your system, and it worked for me, and that's what we want, you know, more. That's what we here at Freedom Law School to do, because the way we get our country back is by each of us, you know, one at a time, standing out, you know, for freedom, but we got to do it with knowledge and information that's going to work.
Great. Well, we've got a guy in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm sorry for getting in late, business meeting. I have also paid for all those erroneous packages and lost everything. I was upset. I wanted to hurt these people for putting out garbage. Can you please summarize what the real truth is making us liable for the income tax?
Sure. I'll be happy to do so. The fact of the matter is, in America, we're supposed to have three separate branches of government, the judiciary, legislative, and executive. And the ultimate last check for tyranny is supposed to be the third independent branch of the judiciary, people think, because they all took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Well, guess what? The officers in the legislative and executive branch also took an oath to uphold the Constitution, but they all ignore it. They all break it. Why? Because the average American doesn't know what the Constitution says, and they don't care what it says, and they don't vote for people in office or legislatures based upon how well they follow the Constitution. So they just want to get votes, and for that, they pander to people's selfish greed of just, give me some welfare, give me some Social Security, give me some hurricane fund for my area, or get some jobs in my area, you know. Or I want health care and all the banks and big money special interest buying off the politicians. So that's, unfortunately, that's what's going on. The courts are also knowingly and deliberately violating the U.S. Constitution. I mean, practically, so the law, unfortunately, in practice, this is sad, or I don't want to say it, but it's a sad truth, is not what the U.S. Constitution says. The law in practice is not what the statute of law say. The law is whatever a government lawyer, when in a court case, can convince the judges to make the law become, to be, to fit the system where they're doing things. In other words, You know, if the judge goes out and you got a case, and if the sky's blue, you win, the judge can rule sky's red, you lose. And you're done. It's utterly wrong, utterly unjust, but they do it in the dark because the average person does not know and read court cases. They know how they're lying. You know, and but just because the law, the judge says something, doesn't really make it so. I mean, if the judge says that you can go kill every Mormon or every Muslim without a trial on site, you know, and we pass, you know, does that make it so? Well, of course not. That's still wrong to murder someone innocent, you know. But to the average person, whatever the judges claim to be is the law. Well, it's not. So what? What makes the income tax law is the judges, out of thin air, just simply claiming it to be. They don't want to upset the apple cart. They don't want to admit that the emperor wears no clothes. They don't want to admit that nowhere in the IRS codes is any law that requires the average person to fall and pay income tax. They just claim it out of thin air, and, you know, just like, in Europe back in about 1500s, Galileo was put on trial because he claimed that Earth was round, not flat. So that's the problem. The judge is claiming something to be makes it so, and that's one thing we got to change. We got to change and get rid of this judicial corruption. Again, it happens by the American people realizing just because a black robe judge says something doesn't make it so. Unfortunately, we have to live with that and somehow adjust ourselves to that, and, you know, but we don't have to necessarily recognize it as being the truth because it's not true. We just have to make adjustments where we change that.
Okay. We have, let's see, Dan Thrower in Lacona, New York. Could you email me contact information and course information, and he gives his email, or did you want to direct him somewhere specific or give him out an email? He should email you, or do you want me to give you his email?
Well, if you want to get a free Freedom Information Education package, you can do it three ways. Number one, you can go to our website at livefreenow.org, make a request online. In fact, our 28-page 2009 Freedom Catalog is available there for free download. So you can do that. You can call us at 760-868-4271 and make your request by telephone. Or if you want, you can email us. The email is clerk@livefreenow.org. C-L-E-R-K, clerk@livefreenow.org. Either way, we'd be happy to send you a free Freedom Information Education Package. That will include information about us and freedom information about income tax and Federal Reserve and more that you can receive at no charge to you.
Okay. And we have, it looks like we have one more question at this point that we will go ahead and handle, and I think we may be moving close to closing it off. It's Guy in Nashua, New Hampshire again. He says, is it a jurisdictional issue? Is there a difference between a United States citizen versus a citizen of the United States? What makes me liable?
Again, this is one of the typical patriot mythologies that a United States citizen is different somehow, perhaps, from a citizen of the United States. You know, but there isn't. Basically, there is such a thing as a state, a citizen, and a U.S. citizen, just like there's such a thing as a French or German citizen and a European citizen. But basically, unless you live in Washington, D.C. and territories, you are a state and a U.S. citizen at the same time. America, remember, folks, is not one country. It's 50 countries in a union. That's why they call it the United States. A state is a country. Remember, they call Iraqi state, the state of Israel, you know, terrorist state. State means a country. So, this whole citizenship argument that has been created years ago, and I paid a bunch of money, and I used to promote it way back then myself, is simply out of context reading of the laws. If you go look up the court cases that the proponents of these arguments claim as a basis of the argument, you'll see that these cases are the context. In fact, at our website, Earl, at livefreenow.org, under educational material, under frequently asked questions, I have an article exactly about this subject called State versus U.S. Citizenship Theory Reconsidered. That available for anybody to, you know, you can request it online. We'll, you know, we get it out to you. Again, go to our website. There's a lot of educational material like this are answered there, and we're going to be putting more of them available at our website at livefreenow.org for everybody to download and read for themselves.
Great. Well, I just, you know, I wanted to say that in just a moment, if there's anything that you thought you might want to have mentioned and had not, or a final thought, then that would, in just a moment, it'd be a good time to do that. I'll announce a couple of things. I want to invite everyone to continue this process of examining what's approaching in March, this incredible conference that we've been touching on today. And we're going to go to the second day of this first week of the Health and Freedom Conference week, and that is with attorney Tom Cryer. And he's going to cover such things as Operation Stop Thief. It's a nationwide effort, and everyone is invited to be involved in it, as well as some about his journey and what happened between him and the IRS. And he was a victorious winner in that situation, and quite a patriot he is as well. So he has a great story to tell, and I always enjoy hearing Tom, so that'll be fun. And then we've got on Thursday Walter J. Buren, and he's going to talk about something related to, is the government at all levels hiding trillions of dollars? And the question kind of implies what the answer probably is, but stay tuned for that one. That's going to really be good as well. So with that, as I said earlier, you know, these webinars are held every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the same exact time. And don't miss them if you can possibly be a part of it. And as I said, the replay of this one and other ones are at republicmagazine.com/webinar. And I think with that, Payman, if you would, if there's a final thought that you'd like to leave us with, this would be a good time.
Well, I'd like to invite everybody to continue on their search and quest for freedom and health and prosperity. That's your right as a human being. Don't give up, folks. You know, your desire to find the truth, to be free, to be healthy and prosperous is number one. If you just keep searching, keep reading, keep educating yourself, folks, you'll find the answers that you're looking for. And I'm very glad that, Earl, you're going to be having not only Walter Buren and Tom Cryer, but I know you're going to be contacting other speakers of our conference. And, folks, in the next month, you know, you're going to hear all these other speakers on this call. So plan on being Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays at this time, 12 noon Pacific time zone, on these calls and webinars with Republic Magazine. And check out the speakers for yourself a little bit on the conference call if you want before you come see them in person. But I recommend you register as soon as possible to save your space at this limited space conference coming up March 12th to 15th at Ontario Hilton by Ontario Airport.
Great. Well, I really want to thank you, Payman, and I'd like to thank everyone else for joining us today on the Republic Magazine webinar. And, of course, I'm Earl Bell, and as we've been speaking today with Payman with Freedom Law School, and we will look forward to seeing all of you tomorrow when we have Tom Cryer. And this officially ends our webinar. Everyone have a really good day. Thank you.